You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
Well, after load shedding added to our woes at the start of this year, there does appear to be a glimmer of light at the end of the tunnel. And it's the role of an affordable, reliable and accessible power supply in the growth of any economy, and it cannot be underestimated. It's clear that we need another model for the provision of power outside of Eskom. And now it is here. Business can buy power directly from a new independent power producer. It's called Earth and Wire. And I'm joined now by Tommy Garner, a business development executive at Earth and Wire, and certainly no stranger, along with the rest of the Earth and Wire team, to the renewable independent power space. Welcome, Tommy.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thanks. One eye on that Easter break, as I'm sure everyone else does. It's been a very busy first quarter. Tell me a little bit about the team behind this project.
Michael, yeah, we're a very small team. A big amount of experience if you take everything together. But, it is some of my mates we've decided together. And Dimitri is actually Dimitri Papadopoulos is the rainmaker, the guy behind it. And we've decided let's pool our experience that we've had when we formed Cenergy early in 2012, and after that some other power projects, and let's build a private utility because the market is ready for it.
And for those people who don't know who Cenergy is the renewable power arm of Exxaro Resources. When Exxaro saw, as a coal major, the writing on the wall and which way the direction of travel was going. Now, what does this project entail? Because it's quite different from the typical independent energy developers bidding to supply electricity to Eskom.
Yeah, Michael, we've decided, the auction program's an amazing way of getting your energy costs down, but it also comes with a lot of challenges in terms of the cost of creating the bids and bidding the different projects. So we've said, let's create a private utility where we can go to private off-takers, industries, mines in South Africa who wants a choice of where they buy power from and with what type of power they buy, and they don't have that choice now. And let's sell power to them. So we develop projects right across the country. We sell it to different entities, and they've got a choice then where they buy from and what type of power they buy from. Because the challenge that we've got in the country, one is load shedding, the other one is this whole super cycle that's been talked about in your previous discussion, and what is that going to drive in terms of economic growth? So we're going to need much more power, much more than Eskom can give. And entities would need to stay relevant in their markets. So they need to be able to sell their product. And if you're an aluminium producer or a heavy minerals producer at this stage in South Africa, nobody wants to buy a product because it's made from electricity from dirty coal. The Apples of the world won't buy that. So It's something to say, to have an option and a choice from where you buy from.
It's refreshing, but for the longest time there were two potential issues here. I think the initial intent was for private gen to come online in the early 2000s, but the prices were just too low back then, and the incentives, no one would really make any returns. And also there's this regulatory challenge. Don't you view South Africa's regulations, which currently require grid-connected projects above 1 megawatt to be licensed, don't you view those as an impediment? I mean, how are you getting around that?
Michael, it's really not needed to get around it. I mean, there's a electricity is a regulated industry, which is it's rightfully so. And if you want to connect a power plant above 1 megawatt to the grid, you need to be licensed. And that's a certain process that you need to go through. So you need to go to NERSA. You need to have a signed power purchase agreement. You need to have a budget quote from Eskom to connect to the grid, which is, by the way, in terms of our legislation, open to anybody. And then you need to have a feasibility study, a financial model in which NERSA can look at your tariff and say if you are actually asking the buyer to pay too much or too little, and they will look at all of that and contemplate whether they will give you a license. So it's a process to go through, like it is a process to go through an environmental impact assessment and get an environmental approval for your project. So it's something that you have to do. and it's not a challenge. I think the challenge was always whether you are eligible to actually apply for a license. And that's the whole thing of, is your power part of the IRP, the Integrated Resource Plan? Do you have a deviation from the minister if you're not? And we believe with the power crisis that we've got and the way the world is unfolding in terms of electricity and choice for the customer, that there's no reason why the minister would say he won't give a deviation to us to build plant.
It does raise an obvious question about Eskom and what does this do to Eskom's financial sustainability if we've got direct competitors here, or do you see yourself as just filling that gap because we do have such a gap that is expected to yawn over time?
Yeah, I think, Michael, I mean, Eskom is in a bit of a challenging time slot in their own history. And they just don't have enough electricity to sell to South Africans, number one. Number two, they don't have funding to build more. So we know Eskom is in the unbundling process. And at the end, the state-owned entity that will manage this is called the ITSMO, or the Independent Transmission and System Operator. And their business will be to buy power from IPPs and sell it onto customers. So it fits exactly into that strategy. And so we will be one of the people that will pay the ITSMO to transport our electricity to our clients.
And you're strong on the E, obviously, of ESG. What's your S? What's the social and community plans that you've got in place?
Michael, we've done when we've formed Cenergy, we really believe that we need to empower the communities in the regions where we operate. So we've got ideas around how can we make them part of our projects in terms of shareholding, as well in terms of job creation. We believe there needs to be a lot of localization around the renewable energy in the country, and we will drive that across the value chain, and we will make sure that communities and people in South Africa actually get a better life because of renewable energy, and not the other way around.
I think it's a great story. Unfortunately, we've got to leave it there. Still so much that I wanted to ask you. We'll have to have you back on. Tommy Garner talking about this new independent power utility that's been established to sell electricity directly to private and municipal customers rather than to Eskom. Clearly starting off aimed at energy-intensive users. But the future is here a little quicker than perhaps some might have thought.